surely faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Sing, chorus of angels, sing in exaltation. O sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
And the last verse 6.
Ye, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank You this Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, that You gave us together to come together and worship You here and also online. We thank You for the joy that You brought to this world through Your Son Jesus Christ, the joy that's everlasting. Because of the love that You have shown to us through Your Son, we have been called the children of God. And thank You for saving us from our sins. Thank You for the gift of joy that You give us, Lord, in this world as we live our life here. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near Your altar, Almighty, O my God, as the psalmist says. We can always come to You, even in our times of grief and distress and troubles. You are there as of our joy. The presence of the Lord is in our life is the joy that brings everything to our life. We thank You for Your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship You in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven, Lord. Let Your presence bless us, Lord, and let Your word fill us with the power as we go from this place. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs, Lord. And let Your name be lifted up and Your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we can get up and greet each and Christian love at this time. Let's all take our seats now so we can continue with the worship service. We will be lighting the love, the joy candle today as we get seated. Norman, would you come and light the pink candle? It's the joy candle. Let us pray. Eternal God, please repeat after me. Eternal God, Father of all joys, may all who take refuge in you be glad. Let us ever sing for joy. May the joy of Christmas be in us every day. Because of Jesus, our grief will turn to joy. And we know that no one can take it away from us. Please fill us with the joy of your presence today and forevermore. Amen. The responsive reading is taken from Psalm 16 verses 5 to 11, which is found on page 748. If you are able, please stand. Turn to page 748 in the blue hymnal. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. Even at night my heart instructs me. Always before me, the Lord is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure. For you do not give me up to fear, or let your godly one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now where we come and share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God and also share our prayers of burdens and concerns together as a church family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and also our concerns at this time. The prayer request, the regular items are listed at the back of the bulletin in the boxes. If you turn with me to that, a couple of items to call up on that. Eleanor Nicholson, that we had been praying for, who was in the hospice, Terry's mom passed away. So please keep Terry and his family in our prayers as they are getting through this grief time. And I talked to him, and he is not feeling well. Looks like he was attached to his mom so much that he's taking it really hard. So please keep him in our prayers. Miss Lou is out sick today. She has some problems with her stomach. Please keep her in our prayers as well. Continue to pray for Martha. She is continuing with her chemo. She is online with us today. Anything to update, Martha?
Yes, unfortunately my numbers are going up high again and the chemo's not working, so we're going to try a new treatment in a couple weeks. So So I'm praying that that will work. But I did have a blessing this week. I got to celebrate another birthday.
Oh, thank God for that. Yes. Yeah. Please keep Martha in our prayers and also Richard. During this time, they can find the right treatment for her. Also keep her in our prayers. Along with that, George Varghese, that I've been praying for, he's actually taking solid food now, but he's also, his blood count is not doing well, so we don't know exactly what is going on. They are back in the hospital as of last night, so please keep him and his wife in our prayers. They don't have any children. During this Christmas time, it's very hard for them. They usually do some children's ministry during this Christmas time, and it's very hard for them this year. Please keep them in our prayers. Continue to pray for Carol. As I heard, she's doing much better at home now, and probably Wayne needs more prayer now because he's taking care of her, and also Liliana. It is not easy when you are a caretaker. So please keep them in our prayers, and we pray for you and Carol. Let her know that we miss her, and we love her.
Well, she said tell everyone that she really wanted to come today, but she's hopefully she'll be here next week.
Okay. Hope we can do the celebration together. Those are the items that I want to call out from the prayer list. Anybody has any other items to call on or praise or prayers? If not, let us go to God in prayer together. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says that if we have the confidence in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that He hears us. Whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. Loving God, we thank You for giving us this gift of life in this world. Not our choice, but it was Your choice. Thank You for the blessing that You gave us in this world as we live our life. Thank You for all the health and strength that You give us, Lord, and in our bodies, in our spirit, in our souls, as we live out our life here, Lord. Thank You again for the salvation that You gave us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Above all, that You loved us. Even when we were unfaithful, Your faithfulness and Your love reached out to us, Lord. We thank You for that. We come before You as Your children to call You Father, because You loved us and gave Your Son, Jesus Christ, for us. We also come before You with our concerns and burdens, Lord, as because the scripture, You have taught us to cast our burdens on You because You care about us. Help us, Lord, to cast all of our burdens under Your feet as we come before You, Lord. Some of us are broken in our bodies, and some of us are broken in our souls and in our spirits. But You are the one who can make us whole, and You are the creator of our bodies and our life. Help us, Lord, to come before You with our open minds and open hearts, pouring out our burdens before You, Lord. And we lift up all those who need Your healing at this time, particularly that ones that we have lifted up here today. We especially pray for the family of Terry, and who they are going through the grief at this time of the death of their dear one. We pray for Your comforting presence and peace that passeth all understanding to fill their hearts and minds during this time. Bless them with Your presence, Lord. We pray for the McMillan family who are also grieving at the death of their dear one. Bless them with Your presence and Your comforting peace. We continue to pray for Martha. She is looking for a new type of treatment. We pray for Your grace upon the doctors. and the nurses who make their decisions. We pray that you will make it an effective treatment, Lord. Strengthen her body and her spirit. Thank you for one more birthday in her life in this world. Thank you for the gift that you have given to her. You have been a blessing to many. Bless them as a family with Richard also. Guide them with your peace and comforting presence every day. We pray for George Vergis as he is spending his days in the hospital again. We pray for your grace and mercy upon him, Lord, that you will heal him and touch him with your healing hand, Lord. And we pray for his wife and his family for your peace in their hearts at this time. We pray for Guillermo also. Thank you for bringing him again to church today. Continue to heal him as they are going through difficult time at this time, taking care of him and Liliana also, that bless them as a family with your gracious presence every day. You also pray for Carol. Thank you for the progress in her health, and if she's hoping to come to church next Sunday, we pray that you will make it happen if it is your will. Pray for Wayne as he cares for her. Bless them as a family with your presence every day. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses and diseases and problems like that. We pray for your gracious healing hand to touch them and heal them, Lord, according to your will and according to your time. We pray for all those things that are happening around us in this world, around us, Lord, during this holiday time. We thank you for this country. We pray for our country and the leaders of this nation, particularly our president, vice president, and leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions, Lord. We pray that you will fill them with your fear of God in their hearts and guide them with your Holy Spirit, that they will be guided and do the right things for the people when they make decisions, Lord. We pray for our service workers, and we thank you for their services. We especially pray that you will keep them safe during this holiday season. Bless them with your presence and peace every day, Lord, and keep them safe and their families safe, Lord. We thank you again for this church that you have given us together to worship together here and also online. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do in this community and around the world, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in using the opportunities that you gave us, Lord, already, and looking forward to the new year as you are opening more doors, Lord. Help us to do them wisely and use the opportunities wisely, Lord. Help us, Lord, to make decisions according to your will as we grow as a church, Lord. Thank you again for your presence in our midst today. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit through your singing, through the singings and the prayers and the meditation of the word we do. We pray that your name will be lifted up and your people will be empowered and blessed as we go from this place. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Scripture says that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord, in this world. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are so merciful and so gracious that you have blessed us with so much abundance. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Help us, Lord, to use the gifts of service and witness and time and the money that you have given us wisely and faithfully for the cause of your kingdom. We thank you for all of those who were able to give today, and we pray for those who could not give today. Cover them with all your love, Lord, and bless them with your grace every day. Help us, Lord, to use this offertory for the blessing of your kingdom in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. This is the familiar song that you may all know, which we call the Mary song, also called the Magnificat. It's on the screen if you want to follow that. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been merciful and mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, the living word that will become life and spirit in us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be humble before your word and obedient to your spirit, that whatever you speak to us, Lord, become life and spirit in us, and also life and spirit to this world through us, Lord. Open our hearts, illumine our souls, so that we can see the hidden truths behind the words, Lord. During this joyful season, as we celebrate the coming of the Messiah into the world, we pray that you will help us, Lord, to be faithful and to be obedient to your word as we go from this place, that we can be faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this is a prayer that many of us are very familiar with, called the Mary Song. This is a song of rejoicing and joy, especially when you hear from a little girl at that situation when she was confronted with the most difficult decision of her life, to be the mother of the Savior of the world. When she was a little young girl, she was visited by an angel and told her the surprising fact that you are going to be a mother. And then she said, "What? How can it be? I have not been with a man. How can this happen?" She had all kinds of questions and doubts in her mind. But then she got the affirmation from God's angel that this is the message from God. Her heart began to fill with joy and rejoicing. And then she wrote this song and sang this song as we read as the Magnificat or the Mary's song. It is considered to have a special place in the worship of the church historically. This is a song that's been sung in most of the churches at least several times a year. And because of that, some people don't know the word Magnificat. Some people call it Magna Carta, like one of the children actually said to in a classroom once. They said, you know, we want to say the prayer Magna Carta. That's a completely different one. It's called Magnificat, the prayer of Mary. Many churches include this prayer in their worship as their reading every Sunday, actually. It is the most revolutionary document and prayer in the world, according to one of the commentators that I read. Because this prayer, if you look at that, turns everything upside down. It talks about the poor people, the humble, state of the servant that is considered by God, and great things that God has done to her. And then she continues to sing about the enemies and the thrones and the rulers that has been brought down, but lifted up the humble. It is against the standards of the world that this song is singing about. Then she says that he has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. So the rich has been sent away empty, and God has filled the hungry and the humble with good things. So this is a very revolutionary song that Mary was inspired to write by the Holy Spirit. Many historians actually say that this song was kind of considered to be banned by some of the colonialist powers, particularly the British Empire, who ruled many countries in the world. Particularly when they ruled India, the Anglican bishop sent a letter to the pastors and the ministers in India not to recite this prayer in the churches, because they might incite the people to start a revolution against the British Empire. So that's the power of this song. Many, many people were afraid of this song. It is a song not only about the standards of God's kingdom, but also it is a song of joy. In the midst of confusion and doubt, Mary rejoices in the Spirit and sings this song joyfully. As we lit the candle of joy today, I thought it would be appropriate that we will see the joy that comes out of Mary's song, because it's a reflection of her heart's joy coming out through this song. God's kingdom is about changing the system of this world. Not only changing our hearts and our minds as people, but also through us as changed people, God wants to use us to change the world around us. It's actually a revolutionary song. A song that revolutionizes or changes the existing system. It brings, before God, we human beings are impressed with the money, power, status, and education, and it goes without saying, you all know that. The world is impressed with power, money, education, and many, many other things that we see in this world. But this song is saying that the poor are put on the top, and the rich at the top, at the bottom. And then God's compassion is to the poor people, according to this song, and we too are renewed compassion and actions for the poor. So it is calling for us to act on behalf of the poor. So that's why many people consider this as a revolutionary song. So when we come to this song, there are five important verbs that Mary uses in this song as she sings this. It tells about God's regard for the poor. It also says that God exalts the poor, and God feeds the poor, and God helps the poor. Everything about the poor being lifted up. It was a time of economic disparity in that time, where the rich and the poor, the gap were very big. And the poor were supposed to be poor all the time. And the rich were supposed to be rich, and that was the system that they had built on. Even now, things have not changed much. The rich are getting richer, and the poorer in many places are getting poorer. And that's the problem of the system that we build, because the capitalism that we have encourages people to make money. And those who have the ability to make money in various different ways, they become rich. And the more they get rich, it is easy for a millionaire to make another million, right? But it's not easy for a person who has $100 to make another $100. It's very difficult. That's the problem. But God understands the disparity and the problem that we have set up. It is not the capitalism, it is not socialism, it's not democracy, it's not about anything that we have set up in this world that can bring that revolution that God is looking for. The equality among the people, the joy and the peace that come with living together as one people under God's kingdom. That is what God is going to establish through His Son Jesus Christ as He's coming again as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to establish God's kingdom in this world. So this is not only a revolutionary song, it is a song of hope that God is going to establish a kingdom that we are all looking forward to, a kingdom of peace and joy and equality among all of us and justice without any disparity among between each other. So that is what God's kingdom is about. The song is a song of rejoicing in the middle of doubts and uncertainty and anxiety as well, as I told you. Many times as we go through this holiday season, the Advent season, it's not a joyful season for many. As I was sharing with someone, it is not a joyful season for him, because it's a depressing season because of the grief and the separation that they had in their lives, and many of them are going through that. And as you know, that many of us are going in our church also going through difficult times in our lives with sickness, diseases and all. That's not very joyful time. But in the midst of anxiety, in the midst of that uncertainty and grief and problems that we are facing, there is a reason that God has given us to be joyful. What is it that makes us joyful, wildly joyful? To get up and sing and dance, what is the one thing that you're looking forward to? It may be relative. It changes from one person to the other, depending on the need. Some people think that if they get the right job that they're looking for, they will be very happy. And some people think that if they have so much money and pay off all their debts, they will become very happy. Some people who don't have children think that if they have children, they will become happy. So those are the things that people think that they can have happy. And I was writing this sermon a couple of years ago, actually started writing. I was working with a company and I had to drive about 28 to 30 miles every day. And I had to pass 32 lights because I count them every day, 32 lights. And to me, a good day, a joyful day, is to get the most green lights so that I can get to work on time. And surprisingly, out of the 4 years that I worked there, I remember one time I got all 32 lights green on a morning. I don't know what happened to that day. And I noticed it because I count them every day. That day was the most joyful day in my life because I wanted to get out and park the car and start dancing when I came to the parking lot of my work, because I was there earlier than many days. So many things are little things that make us joyful. You know, we become wildly joyful. In Mary's case, even though it was a doubtful and uncertain and anxious time in her life, she didn't know what to expect in the future. The society may reject her because of the situation that she is in. But God put all of these puzzles together with Mary and Joseph and the people who are partakers of this play. He put all the puzzles together and made it so beautiful that we have Christmas today. If Mary had said no, I don't know what what God may have another solution for it. But that's not what God's plan was. As a little girl, she rejoiced in the blessing that she received. So that is what we need to learn from this story about Mary, that to be happy in what we got. And one of the things that little child said in a Sunday school, that what would make you happy? And the little child said, to be happy with what I get for Christmas, because my mom told me, you can't get everything you want. To be content and happy with what God gives us in our lives. There may be times of pain, there may be times of suffering and grief that we may have to go through. But in the midst of all of that, God has chosen us to be His children, that we can go to Him and call Father, And that is what the greatest blessing that we have through Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ into this world. So the joy of Christmas is something that God gave us as a gift. And Mary did not view herself as an exalted person because God has visited her. Many churches actually exalt Mary to an elevated position, and we don't do that. And we don't worship Mary because Mary is the mother of Jesus, and we respect her, we honor her, and she is the mother of the Savior. But at the same time, she considered herself to be lowly. That's what she says in that prayer. God has blessed me, the lowly of the servants. That's what she's saying. So as we get blessed in our lives with the presence of God and all the blessings that He gives us, maybe we be humbled before Him and before each other. That the humility is what we need when we receive blessings from God. Mary's song is full of hope for mankind. We rejoice because there is hope for mankind. It is the end of our life is not the end of this. Our life in this world is not death. Beyond death, there is hope that God has given us. Because of the birth, life, and resurrection, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have a hope after life. And even after life, God is preparing a place for us. That is what Jesus said when He left this world. That I am going to prepare a place for you. And where I am, I will come and take you where I am. Take you with me. So that is the hope that we have. Along with that, we also hope that there is a kingdom that God is going to establish when Jesus Christ comes in a second time. And we look forward to that advent of His second coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, where He will establish the kingdom of peace and joy, that we will be all together and reigning with Him forever and ever. That is the greatest hope of Christmas and the joy of Christmas. And may that joy be filled in your hearts as we go from this place and spread that joy to others. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Joy to the World. It is 246 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand. 246.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding. No more let saints and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is far, and far as the curse is far, far as the curse. The world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
People of God, go in the joy of the Advent as we go from this place. May we spread that joy around us as God places in many, many places in this world. May the joy rule in our hearts as we celebrate Christmas. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed week, Martha.
Thank
you. Okay. Hello, who is the guest today? Can you introduce yourself? Is it Korea?